A battle over ideology, a battle over political will, or even perhaps a battle over racial equality. Well, define it as you like, there is no doubt a battle underway between political parties, the Freedom Front Plus, and Black First Land First. On Monday, the 15th of July, Black First Land First was deregistered as a political party after the Electoral Commission found in favour of an appeal lodged against the registration of the organisation by Freedom Front Plus. We asked Freedom Front Plus MP Wouter Wessels why his party fought so hard to get the BLF deregistered.
Well, I think it's based on two aspects. Firstly, it's about law and order. The Electoral Commissions Act is very clear that the commission may not register a political party who excludes membership on the basis of race, color, or ethnicity. And we found that the BLF's constitution is very clear that it does exclude on the basis of a race. The other aspect, the second aspect why we pursued this is because of the fact that the BLF is not conducive to good racial relations in South Africa.
But despite the Freedom Front Plus's recent victory, BLF Deputy President Zanele Lawana holds that the former party will fight the ruling, saying that the party is willing to take the matter as far as the Constitutional Court, if needs be.
The Freedom Front Plus are not the interpreters and spokesperson of what it means to be constitutional or not, and that is why we are subjecting ourselves to a legal process, so that this process can be expanded, so that our argument can be heard on why a black-only movement as Black First Land First. A movement such as Freedom Front Plus, a movement of leftists and racists, is terrified to have in society a movement such as Black First Land First, because they have seen that we are not going to be bought. The position we have adopted as Black First Land First is that we are a pro-black movement, meaning we prioritize the needs and aspirations of black people. And we believe that we should be protected by the Constitution to be able to organize ourselves on this basis.
While the law seems to favor the Freedom Front Plus's stance on the matter, the BLF feels it is being used to oppress their rights.
From a legal point of view, in terms of the merits of the case, we don't believe that they have any chance of success. The Electoral Commissions Act and all legality is against them in this case. They are allowed to amend their constitution, and if they do that and amend the provisions that exclude on the basis of race, then it's then they are free to re-register as a political party. But they have indicated that they refuse to do that.
It's not apartheid where the law could be abused to censor and ban political movements that challenge the status quo. We cannot find ourselves where political movements such as ours are banned on the basis that the white minority is not comfortable with what we stand for as Black First Land First.
The BLF has also since written on its official site about the Freedom Front Plus, saying that a white-only organization rooted in apartheid cannot claim to be the champions of anti-racism, a statement that Mr. Wessels seriously disputed.
We are not a white-only party. We have members of all races. So it's completely incorrect to say that we are a white-only party. And at the end of the day, we do not exclude on the basis of race. That's a fact. The BLF does exclude on the basis of race. That is a fact. We do not incite racial hatred or violence. That is a fact. So it's organizations like the BLF that's only interested in the past. That's archaic. We believe in a better future, not a better past. But the BLF is welcome to lodge a complaint against the Freedom Front Plus and see where that gets them, because we do comply with the Constitution, we do comply with legislation in this regard, and we are a legitimate political party.
The BLF further promised its constituents that it will continue to fight the matter and aims to be on the 2021 ballot paper.
Because we are being lynched here to abandon the ideals that we value so much and the rights of black people that they value so much in society.
No doubt this battle is likely to intensify as South Africans of all races wait with bated breath for an outcome.